The U.S. dollar is slightly stronger at the start of the week, driven by anticipation for the upcoming U.S. CPI report for July. Over the weekend, Federal Reserve dissenter Bowman warned that delaying action could worsen labor market conditions, advocating for 3 rate cuts this year. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reported that President Trump's team is considering former St. Louis Fed President James Bullard and former Bush advisor Mark Summerlin for the next Fed chair. Goldman Sachs noted that U.S. consumers who have absorbed 22% of Trump tariff costs so far may face up to 67% of future costs. On the Ukraine front, President Zelensky rejected ceding territory for peace, while NATO's Ruta suggested territorial concessions might be necessary. In tech, NVIDIA and AMD reportedly agreed to pay 15% of their China chip sale revenues to the U.S. government for export licenses. U.S. Treasury Secretary Bessent aims to finalize trade deal negotiations by October's end. In the U.K., employers are reducing hiring due to labor and tax cost concerns. No major data releases or central bank speeches are scheduled for today. That's all for now.